This is On the Ground IPSY on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station, and really emphasizing that community aspect today because we are the proud media partner of this On the Ground IPSY project, which has been going on about a little over a year and a half now through a partnership with Concentrate Media. And some of the names have changed. We've brought in a new On the Ground IPSY cub reporter who's never done... Oh, this is Sarah. Sarah's been in our community for... a long time looking around and letting us know what's going on here. A seasoned journalist. We're happy to have her here and happy to have her on this project. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
Sarah Rigg, by the way, just in case you were wondering which Sarah it was that we were talking to this week. Sarah is a reporter for Concentrate Media and has taken over the On the Ground IPSY project. So it's in your hands now. And I know you are an IPSY resident of the township, right?
That's correct.
So the topic we're talking about this week is probably close to your heart as you're looking forward to the future of our community. And we'll talk about what that means in just a moment. But want to remind people, concentratemedia.com, you can find links to Sarah's work, the great piece that she prepared for us today. Well, not just us, the entire community today. You can find it at concentratemedia.com. And of course, you can always find that and all the social media links and everything at WEMU.org. So, Sarah, welcome. And then what did you explore this week?
So, Ypsilanti Township had a four-day master plan workshop called Ypsilanti Township 2040 and had a really wide variety of events from tours of local businesses to open studio where people could drop in and make comments to panel discussions, all to seek ideas from residents about what they would like to see in the future of Ypsilanti Township.
And we talk a lot about in this community reaction from the community. We talk about why did this happen or how did this get planned or why is this building here or why were these tax decisions made? And in this case, what we're really talking about is a majority of the work done at a board level or at a commission level in a township or a city, which is looking into the future and trying to plan a better community, meet the community's needs now and into the next 10, 20, 30 years. So this is sounds like it's specifically geared towards a vision for what IPSY Township will look like and feel like and what residents will have accessible to them in the year 2040. Is that kind of a good summary?
Exactly. I also wrote a little preview story, and really the central question is, what does Ypsilanti Township have to do? What does it have to look like in order to retain and attract residents?
And that is a wonderful question, and that the future of Ypsilanti Township, I'm hoping, looks pretty bright based on this, and definitely want the community to be involved in this as much as possible. And I know that's part of why we're talking today, is to let people know what has happened and what's going to happen. So you brought an expert with you on planning and development?
Yes, we have Charlotte Wilson, who is a township official, but she was also on the steering committee.
Awesome. Welcome, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being our expert this morning and answering all the questions that I'm about to throw at you. But Charlotte Wilson, you are on the give me your official title.
I am the Planning and Development Coordinator for Ypsilanti Township.
Okay, and as Sarah mentioned, you were on the steering committee. So just to kind of let people know how something like this works. There are smaller committees that make initial recommendations, and correct me if I'm wrong, and then things get passed into a larger public input type of decision-making process, things like that. Am I on the right track here?
Exactly. So our steering committee is about 10 members, and we came up with a bunch of ideas of specific places we want to look into and sub-areas, such as the Galt Village Shopping Center, ACM, which is the American Center for Mobility, and surrounding industrial areas, and then the south side of township involving a lot of the agricultural questions and continuing land uses.
Okay, so we got to establish a little bit of your street cred here, Charlotte. How does one get into planning and development? What's your background?
I took a class in my undergrad at University of Michigan and fell in love with it. Thought it was something that I could do. It's a kind of a jack of all trades profession. You know, you're helping people with rain gardens, but then you're also doing these big development projects, and you're also talking to people about, oh, I want to put a fence or a shed up in my yard. So it's a really wide variety of things, and I just love it. So I took a class in at U of M, and then I just ended up getting my master's at U of M as well.
And how did you end up in IPSY Township?
I really wanted to work for local government. I think local government's so great. You get to talk with people. I had done private consulting work previously. However, I felt like I was being a little bit spread too thin amongst other communities, and I really wanted to focus at one location.
And what was it about Ypsilanti Township that was attractive to you that kind of said, you know, I want to plant roots here and help them move towards the future?
It's such a unique community. We have, a very urban environment. We have such great natural resources. We have a rural feel in the southern side of the township. And I also really love the people. And I think that's one of the core components of planning.
And this kind of sounds like a project geared towards that interest of let's look towards the future and talk about with the great present that we have in Ypsilanti Township, how can we move towards a spectacular future, and grow and not just survive, but grow and really thrive and meet the needs of our residents now and into the future. So how do you get that crystal ball out and look into those needs? I mean, you mentioned a steering committee of 10 people. I mean, what are those conversations like?
So the conversations that we're having is, what are the things that we love about Ypsilanti Township? What do we want to preserve? And then you also look towards, what do you want to change? Or, like, completely scrap this. Let's get something new in there or improve something that is existing that maybe needs a little bit of tweaking.
Okay. And can you give some specifics in that steering committee before we talk about some of the things that made it through and will be in these master planning workshops we're going to talk about in a minute? What are some of the big ideas that people are talking about?
You know, there's a lot of different conversations. As I said, agriculture, what's the role of that? Connections, connectivity between neighborhoods, and then also, serving your daily needs. Can I go grab a jug of milk down at the corner store? Or how do I get from the south side of the township across 94? Or how do I get to the east side of the township crossing Ford Lake or into the city? So it's just making stronger connections there. And also that our neighborhoods have a lot of love for their community and making those places more unique, greater, and doing things that, promoting things that they really love.
And it sounds like you're talking about things that may not have necessarily been part of the conversation, even as, early as 40 or 50 years ago. Things like, what's the impact of building a highway right through the middle of the southern portion of the township? How is that going to disconnect portions of our community from other portions of the community? It sounds like you're more interested now in preserving the community as a whole rather than a short-term gain and not really thinking much about, what that's going to cost the community in the long run. Let's 2040, why that particular year? Is this, in the planning and development process, is it normal to look out 10, 20, 30 years? I mean, why 2040?
That's generally where plans look towards, is 20 years into the future. And really, one of the main reasons why we have a master plan is it's required by law to be looked at every 5 years. But we also really wanted to look at it at this point in time because we're just coming out of, the Great Recession, and there's a lot of changes in the community, and we wanted to figure out a way to really get as much community engagement and feedback as possible from residents.
So you've moved out of the steering committee portion of the process now. You're in the public-facing portion of the process. So you're calling these master plan workshops, right? Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about these and how we as a community can get involved.
Right. So there are a lot of events that took place last week, but we're planning on having another 4-day workshop in February, and a couple events that are also coming up very shortly. We have a coffee chat at Cultivate. That's Saturday, November 3rd, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. at Cultivate, which is actually in the city of Ypsilanti, but we've heard a lot of township residents actually like gathering at places that,
they hang
outside
in the city.
The township.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So there's that. And then we have our website at ypsilantitownship2040.com. You can always participate. However, you can also give me a call at the Civic Center or shoot me an email.
So let's talk about these meetings you guys had last week. What were they like? I mean, who showed up? What kind of voices were you hearing?
We had a lot of people show up. There was a robust amount of and variety of events that took place, including farm tours, Galt Village Shopping Center tour, tour of American Center for Mobility, open studios where people could come and participate and comment on their specific neighborhood. And, a lot of people came out and I heard a lot of great ideas and, you know, reinforcing some of those urban planning principles of walkability and having sidewalks and bike lanes in their neighborhood to connect them.
And I know, is this where you're hearing concerns too, like West Willow neighborhood residents thinking that the ACM is a little too separate from their community? Is this where you're hearing those kinds of things shared with you?
Right, and that's definitely something that has come up and figuring out how to best connect those two together in regards to entrances or services that will, you know, serve people who might be working and coming to American Center for Mobility, but also, you know, can serve the daily needs of people in West Willow.
What are the big projects we should be keeping an eye on? Or what are the big development opportunities in Ypsilanti Township over the next 10 or 20 years? I mean, how are things going to fundamentally, do you think, shift and change in that community?
So I think that specifically for West Willow?
No, but just the township on the whole. I know that people look at ACM because it's a great use of land that really wasn't well-purposed and hadn't been used to its full potential for a long time. So are there other places in the township like that where you're kind of looking at dilapidated buildings or things that need to be remediated or whole areas that, you know, if the vision holds, maybe, you know, that there could be more of these types of things throughout the community?
Right, so I think Galt Village Shopping Center is a great example of that. And we've heard a lot of community residents say that they want a hardware store, a grocery store, which was there before, but the shopping center had a decline in the late 1990s. So it's trying to figure out maybe if that shopping center isn't even there in the next 20 years, possibly, what could go there? And some of the ideas we heard were mixed use, which is possibly retail or shopping on the bottom of a building, and then apartments on top. And then also maybe even some more mixed types of housing, including bungalow courts, which are, you know, multi-unit, smaller homes centered around a garden.
And it sounds like you're hitting a thing that we hear a lot here and we talk about a lot because it's important in our community, which is affordable housing. And looking at what kind of residents are going to move in and live here over the next 10, 20, 30 years, you know, how much of an eye is being given towards that kind of diversity in the needs of people who have, you know, varying levels of income and ability and where they're going to live in the community?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that being a concern, and we need to provide housing for people of all incomes. And it also takes into account development on the south side of the township and having responsible development. And, you know, we're figuring out that balance between subdivisions, and that's why the role of agriculture is so important, figuring out how to preserve that.
And a problem I'm sure you're looking at in when we go out towards 2040 is aging residents. I mean, our population demographics are going to shift considerably as we move over the next 20 years. We're going to have a much substantially higher percentage of residents that are over the age of 50, over the age of 60. I mean, how much does that play into? Are people really open to looking at, you know, what is our community going to look like when we have a lot more older residents here?
Right, and everyone wants to have their parents nearby in case something happens. And so we're definitely looking into including the role of an aging population into our master plan and figuring out how to promote such things as, you know, universal design, which is having houses all on one floor so it's wheelchair accessible and residents can move through their home and age in place.
And you're probably talking about things like LEED certification and environmentally friendly building techniques and things like that, that again weren't necessarily part of the conversation even as, you know, 20 or 30 years ago. It was kind of like, oh, what can we stick in these empty spaces to use the space because we got to fill them, you know, we need to have people there. What am I missing, Charlotte? What's been expressed to you as concerns, or what other things are on the minds of you or your department or the, you know, the township commission or, you know, council or anybody, residents? What are we missing here?
That's a great point. I think that we have such a wealth of knowledge and agriculture and resources and all these things. We have over 57,000 residents mm-hmm. in Ypsilanti Township, and that's 57,000 ideas that I really want to hear. So if you haven't reached out to me, you live, work, or play in the township, I want to hear from you, and I want to have that discussion where it's, what do you want? What do you want to change? and what can you improve about this community?
And I think you're open to anything. Now, let's not make assumptions here that you're only doing this, and by you, I mean that the township council, you're only doing this to serve a certain percentage of the population or a certain type or a certain neighborhood. It sounds like you're very open to hearing everyone's voice.
Right. I completely agree. We have neighborhood meetings. We're going to be coming to 28 neighborhood watch meetings over the course of the next few months. So we hope to see you at your neighborhood watch meeting.
And I would assume if you feel like, as somebody listening right now, that, hey, my voice isn't being heard in this process, you know, reach out directly, that you've invited people to call you in your office if they really want to have your voice be heard directly. So we'll make sure to include contact information, scheduling information. I know that you, Sarah, probably have that in your piece as well. Give me the website again for this. So people can see the scheduling and where to go and how to talk to you.
IpsilantiTownship2040.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Charlotte. Appreciate your input, and thanks for being the planning and development expert today. We're excited about this. I think this is something to be excited about. You know, we're going to look at a lot of hard problems that exist in our community, but we're going to also look at a lot of exciting opportunities over the next 20 years. So thank you for bringing this news to us, and thanks for being a part of the process this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah, welcome back. This is all, I'm excited by this. This kind of stuff, you know, this future focused stuff, I really love. So what was your big takeaway from working on the story this week?
Well, I don't know if it was the big takeaway, but something that might encourage people to get involved is that I have reported on local government off and on, not necessarily in Ypsilanti, but other places for decades, and master plan process is usually boring, but they actually made it fun. That's what I said that to one of the township officials after the first night. They actually made it fun. They had maps of individual neighborhoods where you could write suggestions on it, and they had a panel at the opening that talked to residents about what they loved about their township, and so that was great. It's easy to get involved, and it's not dreary or drudgery. They really want to hear what you think.
And I think that's part of getting the word out here, and I'm glad to hear that there was a good participation in the meetings you had last week, because you're right, this is... I don't think anybody is going out of their way to purposefully obfuscate the process, to disinvolve people that don't know exactly how these things happen, but... It is boring, and it's tedious, and it's lengthy, and it's burdensome, and people might not feel their voices being heard in it. So it is an encouraging sign that a local government entity is taking the time to really engage at a even individual level.
Sure, you know, lots of entities pay lip service to public engagement, but I think they really went after that in a big way during this process.
Yeah, this is a lot different than 2 minutes of open mic at a meeting where a decision probably has already been made prior to moving forward. So, Sarah, thank you. What do you got going on for next week?
So I talked to a couple of members of the choir at Ypsilanti High School and their choir director, who was in the choir herself when she was a teenager, and talking about their hopes and dreams for sort of bringing the choir back after, because it used to be an award-winning choir, and it's kind of fallen by the wayside for a few years now, and they're getting it back on track, going to competitions, winning things. I think there's some exciting things going on there.
Are we
going to
hear singing next week?
I hope so. Let's see.
We will plan on that bit of entertainment, and of course you can find all of this and the links to the great work that Sarah and the others at Concentrate Media are doing at WEMU.org. This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.